No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Monday, May 8th, 2017. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Daddy used to have a saying that came to mind upon hearing the results of the elections this weekend. Woulda, shoulda, coulda. We always leave off the last words, dinna. Woulda, shoulda, coulda, dinna, as in didn't vote. In voting, you can't take it back, usually. No, not the election where people were dancing in the streets singing La Marseillaise. We've heard all about that. But those other elections in cities statewide, where there wasn't dancing and singing in the streets. We saw this coming, Texas. Last week, the El Paso Times reported what was then turning into historically low turnout, just 5,000 votes on the first day of balloting in an election to decide who'd run one of the biggest cities in Texas and no doubt have a leadership role in the current conversation over border security and immigration. Or further east, in San Antonio, where just 11% of those eligible actually bothered to exercise their right to vote. Or Pasadena, out east of Houston, where the outcome could have turned on a couple of families showing up at the polls, or failing to. If people feel like their votes don't count, then look the other way, turn the dial. Because there's every bit of evidence here that in three pivotal elections that could rewrite the political story in Texas, voter apathy is a central part of the narrative on this Monday after. Joining us to explore how it all went down, reporter Nina Satija, her rundown of the weekend at the polls. On the front page of the Texas Tribune today, Nina, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me, David.
Let's talk a little bit about the mayoral races across the state. First, I think most people were interested in what would happen in San Antonio, where you have the first African-American mayor of the city, Ivy Taylor, in a tight race with, as I recall, a city council person. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. The current mayor, Ivy Taylor, was up against two candidates that said that they had the chance make a runoff with her, and that was Councilman Ron Nirenberg and one other person, Manuel Medina, mm-hmm. the chair of the local Democratic Party over there. And Nirenberg got 36% of the vote, pretty good showing for him, and Taylor was able to get about 42% of the vote, which was a little disappointing for her. I think some consultants had said she would need more than 46% of the vote to be guaranteed a win in the runoff.
What was the issue here? I mean, she felled a giant back when she went head to head with Senate leader Leticia Vandepute
right.
a couple of years back. Why would she have such trouble with this city council member?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that it's hard to know kind of how the voters felt because there wasn't a lot of polling on the issue on the mayoral election before Saturday's election. But I would say that while Taylor's term was generally well received, there were some kind of elements of anti-establishment running through the campaign, especially from Manuel Medina. He was very much running a sort of drain the swamp type of campaign. He got about 10% of the vote, ultimately, or about 15% of the vote. And so I think people were looking for a change. Maybe there was some spillover from election season in general in the past few months that we've been seeing.
Let's move on to El Paso out west. Again, another mayoral contest, this one not involving any incumbents, and apparently not so many voters either. Turnout was extremely low.
Yeah, I would say turnout was low around the state, David. In some races that, you know, were considered pretty pivotal, turnout was not high. And, you know, of course, also with so many candidates, it was unlikely that any of these mayoral races were not going to go to a runoff. So that's what we're going to see in El Paso. The top vote getter there was former state representative Dee Margo. So he'll be headed to a runoff. He came out close to 50%. But again, running against six other candidates was just too hard to get to 50%.
We have to touch on what happened just east of Houston in the city of Pasadena. This is a place that had adopted a new system of electing city council members. Latino residents argued that the change was supposed to dilute their voting power. They successfully sued. And so a lot of people were looking to Pasadena to see if, in fact, the majority Latino population would make inroads in this mayoral election, even the Justice Department monitoring this election. What happened?
That's right. You know, Democrats were really hoping, I think, for better results in Pasadena. So let's start with the mayor's race. Again, there were many, many candidates running, and it was expected to go to a runoff. But I think probably to the Democrats' disappointment, an ally of the former mayor, Johnny Isbell, came out on top. Councilman Jeff Wagner received more than 40% of the vote. And, you know, he was really seen as an ally of Johnny Isbell. Johnny Isbell, of course, was the mayor who ushered in these new plans to redraw the city council's district maps. Mm-hmm. And that's what prompted this most recent lawsuit, which a federal judge has just said those maps are discriminatory. So not good news for the Democrats there. In fact, Battleground Texas, which is the group that had some members of the former Obama campaign, had actually partnered up with a couple of city council candidates in Pasadena, which is pretty unusual for Battleground Texas to do. One of those candidates will be headed to a runoff. Another one lost by just a handful of votes, less than 1% and less than 10 votes. But that candidate did not win, and his opponent prevailed.
And it all comes down to this, something that has been referred to many times in the past, and that is high Latino voting strength if Latinos would actually go to the polls. And here, it really could have made an enormous difference in the outcome.
It definitely could have, yeah, especially in those city council and mayoral races. You're just talking about, in some cases, dozens or maybe more than 100 votes could have made the difference. It was just so few votes in general.
It's a remarkable story, and you can read all about it at texastribune.org, where Nina Satija is investigative reporter. Thanks so much for taking time to speak with us on the Texas Standard.
Thanks, David.